This summer, we're exploring the lives of American men and their ideas about masculinity.
Toughness, strength, protective nature.
Macho. I mean, you were just supposed to fight at the drop of a hat as teenagers.
I hate the phrase, man up. That phrase is blatantly saying you're not subjecting yourself to what we think you should be as a man.
Yet man up is a directive most men will hear at some point in their lives.
Part of manning up is not giving in to physical pain. Today we're going to hear about that from Jason Taylor. He's likely a lock for the NFL Hall of Fame, mostly because of years like 2006 when he was a defensive end for the Miami Dolphins. That year, he had 13 and a half sacks, recovered two fumbles, and returned two interceptions for touchdowns. He also had
a bad back and broken right forearm, compartment syndrome in my left leg, tore both plantar fascias, multiple dislocations on fingers, thumbs, broken collarbone, MCL sprain several times.
The MCL is one of the four major ligaments in your knee. Compartment syndrome is when internal bleeding causes bad pressure. In Taylor's case, it resulted in 9 inches of nerve damage, a staph infection, and 10 months of terrible pain. Now, any one of these problems would make the average person take some time off from work. Not Jason Taylor.
The beat goes on. The game doesn't stop. You just keep going.
Can you remember the first time somebody said, you know, be a man, suck it up?
Yeah, I mean, my mom probably told me that when I was 5, crying about something. So it's part of life. I mean, it's when you sign up to play a game like football, you have to deal with certain things and a certain level of being uncomfortable and a certain level of pain. You understand that. Some guys handle it more than others. Some guys have higher pain thresholds than others. I've always been a guy that has a high pain threshold and also kind of refuse to accept not trying or losing based on being uncomfortable or in pain. I probably have a bit of a twisted outlook on playing through things like that, but everybody's different.
Can we talk about that outlook a little bit more? Because I'm trying to understand how much of that outlook and that culture is tied to masculinity in football and the idea of what being a man is.
Well, there's probably an antiquated view on that by some guys. As medicine has changed, as the attention on concussions and the such has changed in sports, I think people were taking a more educated look at treating athletes and the way they kind of program athletes into thinking that if you sit out because of an injury, you're soft. Was that way of thinking around before? Yes. Is it still around nowadays? Yes, in some ways. But does it make you less of a man? It makes you, maybe you have a lower pain threshold. Maybe you just aren't willing to push yourself through it. And that doesn't make you less of a man. It might make you a different type of competitor. It might make you maybe less intense than some guys, but it doesn't make it wrong.
But at one point, you were concealing your catheter on the field, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you were suffering with an injury that most people would go to the emergency room for, and you were still on the field. And help us understand why.
That was different. And yes, it was probably wasn't wise medically. The doctors weren't happy about it. But, you know, I prided myself on being there every week, playing at a high level, and was hard on myself when I didn't. And I wasn't going to let a catheter, a PICC line, which, you know, was not very safe, and I wasn't going to let it hinder me. If at all, I can get out there and do it.
So given this mentality, how hard is it going to be going forward for football players to admit that they're hurt, potentially expose that they're vulnerable?
Everybody's hurt. That's what you have to understand. Everybody's hurt. The day you play football will be the last day that you're pain-free. It's a physical game. You're going to be hurt. But being injured and being hurt are two different things. So guys play through a certain level of things. Guys will certainly be apprehensive about disclosing some injuries. And unfortunately, when you see a situation like an Alex Smith, so to speak, out in San Francisco when he was the starting quarterback, missed a game because of a concussion. Colin Kaepernick came in and played well, and that was the end of Alex Smith in San Francisco. When you see a starting quarterback lose his job for being out 1 week, it makes that, you know, that 35th or that 52nd guy on the roster kind of worried. That's a natural way of thinking for players, and I understand that. Again, if there's an injury that you physically can't go out and do it, you just can't go out and do it. But there are certain things that we can play through.
How are you doing today? What are your lingering injuries?
I'm good. I've got nothing lingering right now. Am I 100% comfortable every day? No. I mean, there's things that nag a little bit. You know, joints don't bend as much as they used to, but hopefully I won't have any major issues in the future, but we shall see.
Well, Jason Taylor, thank you so much for talking with us and sharing your experiences with us.
Thank you for having me.
That's retired football player Jason Taylor. He spoke to us for our series about the lives of men.